What was the reaction of from the White House yesterday when this report appeared about that briefing?
Well, they essentially dismissed it as fake news. But the reality is that the president was asked last week specifically if he'd been told by Attorney General Pam Bondi that his name appears in documents related to the Epstein case. He said, no, she's just given us a very quick briefing. Turns out that's not true. Now, just because his name is in reams of documents about two federal cases regarding Jeffrey Epstein doesn't mean he did anything wrong and shouldn't be surprising given that we know they were one-time friends. Plenty of photographs to prove that. We've seen them for years now. But what it does do is at a time when both parties, members of both parties, are pushing for the Justice Department to release everything it has on the case, and as the White House is trying to make the story go away, reinforce how much of a relationship he had with Epstein and ties him closer to this really salacious case.
And at the same time, we're getting the story that the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, is using words like treason and coup d'etat to describe the Obama administration in reference to the reports of Russian influence on the 2016 election.
Right. Well, first of all, set it against the Epstein case. What was the president telling fellow Republicans as recently as late Tuesday? He says, every time they give you a question that's not appropriate, just say, oh, by the way, Obama cheated on the election. This video of him saying this. In essence, they're pivoting or they're trying to pivot away from Epstein back to something that has concerned the president now for almost 9 years. And that is the allegation that Vladimir Putin was putting his thumb on the scale here in the United States to make sure that Donald Trump would win. Now, there have been multiple investigations into the aftermath of the 2016 election. The Senate Intelligence Committee a few years ago did it, and in a unanimous bipartisan fashion, when it was co-led by then-Senator, now Secretary of State Marco Rubio, found no such political interference, plenty of things that were a little troublesome, but nothing that rose to what Gabbard is now alleging. A three-year Justice Department investigation led by a special counsel made similar conclusions. Interviewed hundreds of people, nothing to see there. What she's now doing is declassifying a series of documents that she claims shows that Obama directed the creation of a false intelligence assessment to try to suggest that Putin was doing things to make sure that Trump won. That isn't what was done. What it did document, and what nobody seems to disagree about, is that there was interference by Russia to try to sow discord, to sow chaos, and that in many cases they succeeded. Never changed any votes. Just tried to sow the chaos. Why bring this up now? It's been a personal concern of the president for, again, nearly 9 years. And they see it as an effective way to try to divert attention, at least among his core supporters, to a different topic when it is his core supporters that are driving the interest, the intrigue, and the focus on revealing as much as possible about the Epstein case.
Any specifics on the allegations she has in these declassified?
No, that's just the thing. And it was myself who asked her in the briefing yesterday, what is different about what you have revealed here that wasn't revealed or discovered to be illegal by that Senate Intelligence Committee investigation or the Justice Department? And she basically just said, I'm just putting the documents out there. And I'm asking you as journalists and the American public to look at them and decide, which would suggest there isn't necessarily anything explosive or that leads to criminal intent or criminal prosecution, but just revives this and stirs the pot yet again, in an attempt to divert attention from the Epstein case.
And rarely in American history have we had an official of one administration even use the word treason in connection
right.
to a previous administration.
Right. And it's the president himself who said, the current president, who accused Obama of treason. Gabbard wouldn't go that far, saying she's referring it to the Justice Department, but she alleges that clearly was trying to establish an assessment that would suggest the president was under the influence of Putin. We'll see what the Justice Department decides to do.
I was going to ask if there's any word from Pam Bondi about that
nope.
reference.
No, not yet. And we know that they are moving quite quickly on the Epstein matter. Seeking grand jury information from the original Epstein case in South Florida. The judge there said, nope, we can't get it unless you launch the case. They're still trying to get it out of New York. There are reports that Ghislaine Maxwell is going to sit with Justice Department officials as early as today at her Tallahassee federal prison where she's serving 20 years. The House Oversight Committee has also now subpoenaed to speak with her next month and is seeking all documents related to this from the Justice Department. It's not going away.
Ed, thank you so much for joining us this morning to give us your insight on these two different stories that are merging as one.
Take care.